Salzburg drop points for the first time in the championship round, and Rapid somehow find space for three more injuries. Welcome to the Other Bundesliga podcast. Tom Midler here, and Lee Wingate and Simon Clark have been around the grounds to send in reports from the action on match day 27 of the Austrian Bundesliga. So why not start at the top of the table? Lee Wingate covered Salzburg's away trip to Wolfsburg and also LASK, who hosted Sturm Graz in the top six.
Whatever we were expecting from Wolfsburg versus Salzburg, it certainly wasn't a goalless draw. After all, in the lead-up to kick-off, this was a clash between the two highest-scoring teams in the Austrian Bundesliga and a meeting of the top two goalscorers in the division, Sean Weissmann of Wolfsburg on 25 goals versus Patson Daka of Salzburg on 23. But neither the Israeli nor the Zambian could add to their impressive tallies in front of goal on a day that defenders and goalkeepers reigned supreme. Alexander Koffler in between the sticks for Wolfsburg made a string of outstanding saves, denying Jerome Onguene's header from a corner and Andre Romaglio's attempt following a free kick in a rather one-way first half. Wolfsburg did have one chance of note before the break, however, with Cecu Dieng attempting a bicycle kick, which now seemed to be all the rage in Austria, from inside the box, but Salzburg shot stopper Cican Stankovic was on hand to thwart the danger. It was more of the same after the break, with Koffler making another flying save to keep out a Romaglio header as Salzburg flooded the Wolfsburg box with constant corner kicks. But the clearest cut chance of the game came when Hee-Chang Hwang received a defence-splitting pass from Patson Daka. Koffler saved it, but the ball landed at the feet of Adeyemi inside the six-yard box, and it was only thanks to some truly last-ditch defending from Nemanja Rinic that the danger was averted. Ultimately, though, there were no goals. It was the first time this season that the free-scoring Red Bulls have failed to score under Jesse Marsh in domestic competition, and the first time Salzburg have been involved in a goalless draw since March 2019. That said, the goalless stalemate was in keeping with most of the other results on matchday 27. Indeed, prior to the late game on Wednesday evening, no team in the entire division had managed to score more than one goal in this round of fixtures, giving the Austrian Bundesliga a rather binary feel. But LASK soon changed that as they picked up their first win of the championship group against a hapless Sturm Graz side whose tempestuous coach Nestor El Maestro was still serving his four-game touchline ban. Peter Michal opened the scoring in the 8th minute from close range, after a Sturm defender had failed to properly clear a ball across the face of goal from Hussein Balic. That lead was doubled on 25 minutes when Sturm shot stopper Jörg Siebenhandel palmed a Marco Ragut's header into the path of Dominik Frieser, who slotted home unchallenged. The third goal came 6 minutes before the break when a Sturm defender accidentally flicked on James Holland's long throw-in into the path of Balic, who was left with an easy finish. João Klaus then added what was undoubtedly the best goal of the game in the 90th minute, converting a bicycle kick following a corner. Sturm have now taken only 3 points out of a possible 15 in the championship round, and it seems only a matter of time before Nestor El Maestro is relieved of his position as head coach. LASK, meanwhile, have finally returned to winning ways and picked up their first victory since beating Mattersburg on the 8th of March. But despite moving above Wolfsburg into third, they still trail second place Rapid by 7 points and runaway leaders Salzburg by 12.
Thanks a lot, Lee. So that's Salzburg dropping points for the first time in the championship round. Wolfsburg as well, with their star man Sean Weissmann failing to get on the score sheet. That doesn't happen too often of late. He's looking certain for a move away in the summer. Wolfsburg saying that they're not exactly planning for life with him in the squad next season, although they would, of course, love to keep the Israeli striker. But as Lee alluded to at the end of that report, LASK are still 7 points behind Rapid, who have cemented their second place. I watched that one. They were away against fifth-placed Hartberg, and they scraped to a narrow 1-0 victory. It was their top scorer, Taxiakis Funtas, the Greek striker with a goal in the 24th minute, squeezing in a volley from a Dejan Petrovic cross. Somehow that one made its way all the way across René Sveta's goal and into the bottom corner. And it was lucky for Rapid that they did make the breakthrough, because they were extremely wasteful elsewhere in the game. They'll be really thankful for that early goal from Taxi Funtas. They missed chance after chance, especially in the second half. Koya Kitagawa, the striker who came on, was guilty of wasting a few. He passed one off to fellow substitute Kara, who shot wide when he really should have scored. Stefan Schwab was denied as well by René Sveter. I'd mark the Hartberg goalkeeper as the man of the match for this one. And they almost managed to throw the kitchen sink at it in the last few minutes. And Marcus Schopp's side nearly grabbed an equaliser. Tadic was there in injury time waiting to tap home across from close range. But Leo Grimal, the young defender, managed to get in the way and save the day for Rapid. So they picked up another 3 points. They could have made life easier for themselves, though, in a fixture which has been 3-3 and 2-2 of late, and there's always been a lot of late drama in games between Hartberg and Rapid, so they would have wanted to seal the deal a little earlier on, but they couldn't do it. They did finish off with the 3 points in the end anyway. Worse than their wastefulness was a whole host of new injuries. Their injury list is already incredibly long, and their replacement goalkeeper Tobias Knoflach was injured in the warm-up. That meant Paul Gartler got his first start for the first team for Rapid, so a nice moment for Gartler, and he did manage to keep a clean sheet. But during the game as well, it will be a real concern for Rapid in second place that top scorer Funtas went off after scoring the goal. He couldn't finish the game. Kelvin Araze as well was hurt with a nasty clash of heads with Tobias Kainz of Hartberg in the first half, so he didn't last very long. He was able to watch the game from the sidelines afterwards, luckily, so we hope things weren't too bad, but the pictures of that clash didn't look too good for Kelvin Araze. Also, Koya Kitagawa, the Japanese striker who was on the score sheet at the weekend, he didn't manage to make it to the end either with a problem in injury time, so we'll see what's happened there. But Rapid, up to about 11 players, we believe now, 11 of their first team players are not fit. So quite extraordinary the goings on with the injuries at SK Rapid. Still, if they've got enough players to finish the season, they're looking pretty good at the moment, because Salzburg are top of the table. Rapid are second on 32. That's 5 points behind Salzburg. Lask on 25, a further seven back. And then Wolfsburg one further back on 24. Hartberg on 20 and Sturm on 19. Looking down into the bottom half of the table, well, we'll hand over to Simon Clark to round things up from the qualification group.
It was a trip to the Südstadt for me on Tuesday evening as the relegation group rolled on. It was the sights and sounds of Admira Wacker against Altach for me. An important game for the hosts, who are in the midst of a four-way duel for the solitary relegation spot with St. Pölten, Mattersburg and VSG Tirol. But it was a game of missed opportunities for Admira and a potentially costly 2 points that were lost. It didn't start well for them though, as Christian Gebauer fired directly into the roof of the net after only 6 minutes, meaning Altach's third game in a row with a goal in the opening 6 minutes of the game. And at this point, Altach had 94% possession, so a slow start by Admira to say the least. On the half-hour mark, Admira came into the game with Pavlic turning on a sixpence in the box to surprise not only the Altach defence, but Kobras in goal for the equaliser. After this, the game ebbed and flowed before Kobras in the 84th minute charged out of his goal and tangled legs with Jimmy Hoffer to give away a spot kick for Admira, and up stepped Morten Hjulmand, but he saw his lacklustre attempt saved by Kobras, who atoned for his previous error. Then with the last kick of the game, Kobras was the hero again, saving Marcus Pink's close-range effort to secure a draw for Altach and to secure a potentially costly 2 points lost for Admira. Next up, Altach's rivals for top spot in the relegation group, Austria Vienna, battled their bogey team from the start of the season, VSG Tirol. And it was a super goal in the third minute that clinched all 3 points for the Violets. Sakaria, with some lovely footwork on the right wing, he's been one of Austria's standout players so far in the relegation group. He played in Florian Klein on the right, and Alex Grunwald volleyed in emphatically from inside the 6-yard box. But after this, it was a game of fine margins, particularly for VSG striker Kelvin Yeboah, with a header off the crossbar followed in by Stefan Meyerhofer off from an offside position, slotting home, but the goal was disallowed, after which Yeboah found himself behind the Austria backline and slipped at a crucial moment when it looked like he was going to equalise for the Tirolers. Then in stoppage time, well, there was nothing fine about what he did to Austrian midfielder Benedikt Pickler with a trampling of Pickler's delicate area, let's say. So we hope that Pickler is okay. It looked quite nasty. In the final game, St. Pölten battled in a six-pointer against Mattersburg, and it was a 1-0 win for the hosts in this to jump themselves up from bottom of the table into third place. And it was the Brazilian Alan who, all the way from Rio de Janeiro, sambered his way into the area to slot in from Nicolas Meister's cross from the right. It was Alan's first goal for St. Pölten, and it could be a vital one. Although after this, it was not plain sailing, with St. Pölten's Jamaican striker Corey Burke seeing a second yellow after an ill-timed challenge on Mattersburg keeper Marcus Kuster. Mattersburg tried to make this man advantage count with Nico Pickler, Lucas Rath, and most notably Martin Pušić, all with attempts on goal. The Pušić attempt was incredibly saved by Christoph Riegler, with Riegler clawing the ball somehow out of the reach of the goal mouth. Anyway, what does this mean for the relegation group table? Well, it means that Austria Vienna now top the group with 22 points, Altach on 21. These two are by far and away clear and look to have secured the Europa League qualifying places already. Then there's the four-way duel. St. Pölten have jumped from bottom place into third, and they are on 15 points. Next up is VSK Tirol on 14 points, Mattersburg on 14 points, and Admira, now bottom of the table, on 13 points. So there is still everything to play for in the bottom four of the table. It seems to me that it will be basically the team who is in last place come the final day will not be because they're the worst team, but just because that's where they are placed then. It's going to be tight. It's going to be exciting. So who will be relegated? St. Pölten, Tirol, Mattersburg and Admira. Every game matters from now on in.
Thanks a lot for that, Simon. Looking ahead to match day 28. Wow, we're already halfway through. The fixtures are reversed. So we've got double headers, or the second half of those double headers, the teams playing each other again. That means Mattersburg will take on St. Pölten at the bottom. Altach will face Admira once again and look for a victory this time. VSK Tirol will be hosting Austria Vienna too. And in the top half, Salzburg will welcome Wolfsburg. Rapid will now play host to Hartberg, and Sturm Graz will welcome LASK to the Merkur Arena. That's what we're looking forward to over the weekend. We'll be there around the grounds again to bring you all the action on next week's episode of the Other Bundesliga podcast.